Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Money conversation that pays a big dividend. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Travel Tuesday. When you're renting a vacation property like an Airbnb, there are some things you should consider before booking. Let's get some tips from Mark Walters from Walters World Travel and Culture. You can find him on YouTube, or you can find him at the Geese College of Business at the University of Illinois campus in Urbana-Champaign. Mark, thank you for joining us today. And if you are considering renting an Airbnb instead of booking a hotel room for your next vacation, what are some things that you should do first and foremost before you before you hand over your credit card information?
Of course. Well, the first thing you need to do is really read the reviews. You also need to read between the lines in the reviews, because Airbnb is one of those places where you get reviewed as well as someone that stays there. So people tend to write nicer reviews than usual. So you want to look for those hidden things. Like if they're super, super attentive, it might mean they're a little bit overbearing. So make sure you read those reviews. Look for words like clean, location, safety. These things are going to tell you a lot more than just a general review title.
And then in terms of getting in touch with the host before you go, what are some signs that you are dealing with an attentive and a host who's just kind of on top of things and will make sure that that rental property is in a state of good repair?
Yeah, so one thing I want to tell before that, make sure you're always contacting the host through the Airbnb app or VRBO app, because if they give you their phone number, which is nice, you want to make sure it's always through official channels, so you want to contact them through there. But you'll notice if they get back to you when you're asking about a property within the hour, you know they're on top of things, where if, you know, they'll tell you, oh, they get up to 24 hours to respond. If they're getting back to you quickly, that means if there's an issue when you're there, they're going to get back to you quickly. If it's taking them a long time to respond to any of your questions, you know that might be an issue later.
Now, as far as Airbnbs are concerned versus hotel rooms, I booked them pretty extensively on family vacations when I had younger kids, because I was of the mind, you know, if the kids are going to be like crying through the night or things like that, I'd much rather have it be in a house or a detached townhouse than in a hotel room where you're worried about waking up the people next to you. And also, it was pretty cost effective about 10 years ago, but that has changed a little bit. So what's the booking math now between an Airbnb and a hotel?
So I'll be honest with you. Back in the day, I was like you. When we had little kids, we would do that. If it was 3 days or more, we would always book the Airbnbs. But now we've actually moved it. When it's almost a week, then we're doing the Airbnbs and VRBOs, because the prices have gone up, and including those extra costs that can be in there for the cleaning costs. You know, you spend one night, it might be $75, but then you have a $300 cleaning fee, and you really need to take the entire price in together. And just know that those affordable Airbnb days are definitely something in the past.
And then another red flag that you point out is be wary if the photos on the listing are just stock photos of the city, because it's an indication they're probably trying to hide something.
Yeah, and that's something you want to make sure you see pictures of each of the rooms, not just, oh, there's the Eiffel Tower. Well, that can be anywhere in Paris. So you want to make sure you have, of all the rooms you're supposed to get, the kitchen, so you have a better idea what you're going to have. Because, again, if they're going to be showing you all the sites, that doesn't mean the sites are nearby. They're trying to sell the city, not the property. And you want to see the property because that's where you're going to be staying.
And then also investigate the neighborhood around the Airbnb. I mean, it could be a great price, but you could be next to an expressway. You could be next to a very loud bar. You could be next to a warehouse. It could be a very nice place to stay, but it could also be a very noisy place to stay as well.
Yes, and the thing is, when you're staying at, if you get apartment rentals, a lot of times they don't give you the exact address until you book. They give you kind of like a circle, like you're in this radius, and so you're not really sure where it is. That's why you read the reviews and look for noise, loud, you know, location. That's going to be helpful, because what you might find out is, hey, if we got a place that's right next to a metro, well, the metro's underground, so we can get anywhere in London or anywhere in Paris very quickly. So it makes it much more budget-friendly, because we're right next to, relatively affordable public transportation. So make sure you're looking at that, because sometimes you have a great price, but then they'll put you in a neighborhood that you don't really want to be in, and that's where reviews can be very helpful.
Mark Walters, Walters World Travel and Culture. Find him on YouTube, also an associate professor of business administration at the University of Illinois Geese College of Business in Urbana-Champaign. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up next, vintage clothing is a hot commodity these days.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.